Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, ACCE, an organization I've been supporting for a long time now, and they do a great job here. Hundreds of chambers and other organizations represented here. And when I say other organizations, I'm talking about organizations like the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers. And I've got Mustafa Mansour with us, and in the background is Esther Bowie. She's here to support this effort. But Mustafa is my first guest this hour. Mustafa is immediate past president of the Federation, and so Mustafa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and welcome to the United States.
Thank you, I'm very happy to be here.
I'm sure you've been to the United States many times.
Yes, I do. I have been here before.
Tell us about your background. Now, past president means that you're a volunteer. Are you a volunteer? Have you been a volunteer for this organization?
Yes, I was.
You're not. You're not the professional.
Not the professional.
Like the director. Chamber. That would be a director,
no,
probably.
No.
So, like a chamber, you're like a chamber's chairman.
Yes.
Okay.
I was the president for 3 years, and in our actually the requirement of our constitution that. A person can only be a president for 3 years,
right?
And by constitution, I have to.
Right.
So
what is your day job?
Well, I run a couple companies. I've got my own companies,
right?
And, from construction to, but mainly manufacturing, chemical tiles and adhesive,
right?
And also in marine construction.
I see. Yes. So you have you're a businessman who volunteers your time to be to be the president of the Malaysian Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, which is very much like a chairman of a local business person would volunteer to be the chairman of a chamber of commerce. That's the way that works.
Yes.
So tell us about Malaysia. What you got the world at your feet here, Mustafa. What do people need to know about Malaysia?
Well, I need to promote about Malaysia because, as you know, that next year we are going to be the host of the World Chamber of Commerce.
The World Chamber, which was in
the last
Dublin.
No, the last one was held in
Turkey?
Istanbul, Turkey.
Yes.
Prior to that, it was in Durban, South Africa.
Africa, that's right.
And the last time it was. On the American soil was in Canada, in Quebec.
Exactly.
Yes. And, well, Malaysia is in Southeast Asia, and Malaysia, as we have always promoted, as Malaysia truly Asia. the population of 26 billion comprises of mainly the Malays, the Chinese, the Indian, the Kadazan from East Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
And... we have got 13 states and...
how many people?
26 million people.
26 million.
26.
Now, tell us about what is the main economic driving force in Malaysia?
We are blessed. We are blessed with two oil, fossil oil as well as the palm oil.
Mm-hmm.
We are the biggest palm oil producer in the world.
Right.
And we are lucky that even in spite of everything... we used to have very good value natural resources way back during the colonial days.
Mm-hmm.
We had tin, if you remember tin, and also rubber.
Mm-hmm.
And but eventually we move away from rubber.
And so you like many economies have had to do, you had to make a transition.
Yes. And from
and reinvent yourself.
Reinvented ourselves from an agriculture company. A country to industrialize.
How is that working for Malaysia?
It's working very well. In fact, we started the industrialization since way back in 1964, and our biggest. I think I must tell you that America, U.S. is one of our top investors in Malaysia, and also one of our biggest trading partners.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's. we have a very good relationship with the U.S.
Trade is important, isn't it?
Trade is very important.
You know, one of my favorite characters in history is Frederick Bastiat.
Yes.
He was the French economist from the 19th century. And he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Yes.
When you and I are doing business together, we learn about each other, we find out about each other, and it basically prevents us from ever hating each other or being mad at each other. I mean, you know, business is business, but basically we're not going to go to war together if we're trading with each other.
There is no barrier.
That's right.
And
we find out that you and I are more alike than we are different.
Yes. And we value our relationship with the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we have to look after our trading partners. Although there are some differences in terms of politics, but I think as far as business and trade is concerned, it has went on very, very smoothly.
I think you're right. We've only got a little bit more time, but because I want to get you back on another day. We'll talk some more about Malaysia.
Yes.
But I know one of your main missions here is to talk about the Kuala Lumpur World Congress of Chambers. Tell us about what's going on and how to get there. How do we find out more about this? That sort of thing.
Yes, one of the main reason I'm here is to promote the World Chamber Congress, which is to be held in the year 2009 from the June the 3rd to June the 5th. And we are hoping to attract 1,600 delegates from all over the world.
Right.
And we are looking into U.S. because I think ACCE has got the biggest number of delegates.
Right.
We are hoping that we will be able to attract.
What would be the thing that you'd say to my audience would compel them to make such a trip?
We definitely, in terms of, I think we will be discussing many of the two major issues, energy and food shortages, some of the economic issues, and at the same time, we're looking at the environmental issue. And we hope that we'll be able to bring eminent speakers from all over the world, and also the eminent audience from all over the world as well, and exchange of knowledge, sharing of knowledge,
and talk about how we can work, do business together.
We work and do business towards living in a better world.
Is there a website?
It is in the website.
What is the website?
I don't have it offhand. I think Esther.
Go ahead, Esther. Is it on the website? Is it on your card?
Triple.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give that website out in just a little bit, folks. Mustafa, thank you for being here. Good job today. I appreciate you being here. Let's do it again real soon.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Mustafa Mansour, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers. I will be right back with David Frost. He's from England.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.